There's a story Mama tells when we were all just, it was just Allison and me, and Ruth Ann was just either a little tiny baby or on her way. Mama would tell this story about Daddy coming back from the woods. Dad was a forestry technician back then, working timber sales. We would have been in Darrington, Washington, or somewhere in the West. In the springtime, or that people had harvested the previous year, maybe the year before, you get this big expanse of wildflowers that would show up, all kinds. They would just cover the hillside. And one of Mama's favorite stories is Daddy coming back in from work one day, and they'd been out in on the forest somewhere, and Daddy cut just this huge armload of flowers, and it brought them back. And then when he came in the house, he brought this big wildflower selection, just a big giant bouquet of wildflowers that he had collected at work and brought them home to Mama. Another thing that we used to, that happened when we were kids, Dad used to be he was a firefighter, and back in those days, he was just another guy on the line, digging line. And he was on a fire, I think it was called Green Peter Mountain Fire. Dad was gone for a long time. Back then, they could be gone for a week, 14 days, 20 days. But Dad had been gone forever, it seemed like. And Mama told us that, well, Daddy's going to get to come home tonight. So we were all waiting for him to come home. And I'll never forget, he came through the door. He looked like 5 miles of bad road. He was dirty and wore out and glad to be home. And he had these sleeping bags with him. They were white stacked sleeping bags. We had those things forever. But in the fire camps back in those days, in order to get the guys that have enough calories, they'd always make sure that there was chocolate bars or all kinds of sweets around for people to take with them as just kind of energy supplies when they were on the line, because sometimes they'd be gone out there for hours and they have to deadhead just stay out there at night and come back in the morning. Well, when the fire camp broke up, the sleeping bags that they had used, they were allowed to take them home. And Dad got his sleeping bag and he went by the commissary and they had all this extra food laying around and candy. And he just about filled that sleeping bag slam full of chocolate bars and candy. Because back then, us as kids, we didn't get a lot of candy. You know, occasionally you get some, but not very much. And then, I'll never forget, he came in, he threw them sleeping bags down, hugged Mama, and he told us kids, he said, look at them sleeping bags. We cracked one of them open and looked in, and it was full of Hershey bars and, I don't know, Zagnus, I don't know what all was in there, but it was just like Christmas come early.